Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kelly Raspberry, you're holding a letter in your hands.
I am.
How did this come about? Anyone know?
I honestly, we were sitting here yesterday. You were in the room with me.
I was in the room.
And we're kind of half, you know, after the show's over, I'm checking emails or whatever I'm doing.
People come in.
And people are in and out of the room.
With different ideas.
Right.
Our producer, executive producer Mike, he comes in and says.
He says something about how, you know.
Just casually.
Psycho Shannon had to write somebody a reference letter, so I thought it might be funny that, you know, we write each other reference letters. And I'm just like, wait, back up.
Psycho
Back
Shannon,
up.
Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen.
Psycho Shannon wrote someone a reference letter for a job?
First two words,
yeah.
Psycho Shannon.
Now, Shannon, how long have you been working here? You started when you were like 17 or something?
Mm-hmm.
17 years old.
Psycho Shannon runs the board. She kind of does the knobs behind the scenes. She doesn't talk on the air that much.
I do a lot more than that.
I know you do, baby. I know you do.
Yeah.
But she's been here a long time, but you don't hear her on the air very much.
No.
But Al and I couldn't stop laughing.
Well,
let's just be honest.
When they said,
just the fact that someone called Psycho Shannon said, I'm trying to get a job, Psycho Shannon. Would you write me a reference letter? We thought that was hilarious.
It is.
I fell out laughing. I was like, Psycho Shannon?
Because when Shannon gets to write or speak her mind, she will write the
There's a reason
whatever she's feeling.
There's a reason we call her Psycho Shannon.
Yes, there is.
Right. So
lucky for us, we have a copy of actual reference letter. We have changed the name of the person trying to get the job.
Do we know the person?
Oh, I was going to edit it and read it myself.
Oh, no, I'd rather do it.
No.
Thank you. I'd rather do it.
Oh, I thought I was going
to
read
let
it.
You edit
but
the good
isn't
stuff out,
like
Shannon.
An employee here that's trying to get a job somewhere else, right? Is this someone we know?
Do we know this person?
No.
See, the name has
no.
been changed to Sally Smith to protect the innocent.
May I ask for the room, or is this going to come up later, what type of job Sally Smith?
Well, we'll say in the very first.
Right. Oh, it does? Okay.
I changed it to occupationalist in my letter.
Okay. Shannon.
Oh, no, we got the exact one in
Dang.
This one. Great.
Shannon, how long did it take you to write this letter?
A very long time.
Okay.
Sweat over it? Pray over it?
I Googled it. I Googled how to do it.
Have you known this person for an extremely long amount of time? Period of time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Now, I've had to write a letter of reference before. Usually, it's pretty casual. It's an email.
Like maybe a paragraph.
Maybe a paragraph.
I mean,
maybe
like three,
two or three sentences.
Yeah.
Such and such worked for me. Like, you know, a nanny reference. It worked for me from this state
she
to this
great,
state.
Blah, blah, blah.
Dependable, reliable. I recommend for this position. Done.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got any more questions? You'll call me back.
Probably knock
that
out in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Not Shannon.
Oh, you have... Two pages.
Shannon, full
I sit back and pour yourself another cup of coffee, all
Shannon,
right?
Shannon's
okay.
Wordy, all right?
To whom it may concern.
Oh, well, good start.
She probably Googled, what's the proper heading for a reference level
you did,
letter?
Didn't you,
Am
Shannon?
I right?
Paragraph one. The first paragraph of the reference letter explains your connection to the person you are recommending, including how you know them and why you are qualified to write the letter. And it should be to Mr. or Mrs. or Miss or M-I-S-S.
Or to whom it may concern if you're not sure.
Or to whom it may concern if you don't know.
And here we go after Shannon Googled how to do the proper intro. To whom it may concern, this letter, with a colon, very good.
Mm-hmm.
This letter is in regards to Sally Smith, not a real name, and her qualifications as a personable, quick, and dependable bartender.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Who writes a recommendation letter for a bartender?
Dude, I had a bartender when I was having a drink the other day.
A bartender.
I've come to know Sally Smith over the past 12 years, both through her work and on a personal level. From the first time I was introduced to her, I had the chance to see her ability to juggle many tasks at once with ease and always with a smile on her face. She always went out of her way to make me feel welcome while still staying on task, which isn't easy to do. I know that I'm a demanding customer, so words of praise don't come easily for me. They have to be earned, and Sally Smith has most certainly earned them in my eyes. When a person goes out for a night of fun, making decisions is sometimes the last thing they want to do.
Uh-huh.
I am one of the worst decision makers when it comes to food and drink.
Wait,
there have been
you?
Many occasions when I've stood there absolutely clueless, and Sally Smith has been able to read my mood, make a drink for me, and I've walked away satisfied. That takes skill beyond pouring measured amounts of this and that. That takes the ability to get to know people, listen to one or two sentences from them, and know what's going to fit their night and earn their trust so that they allow you this freedom. Sally Smith can do all these things with just about every person she encounters. And again, no matter how chaotic things may get, she does so with a smile on her face.
You could have stopped right there, Shannon.
No, this has five paragraphs.
You can meet a person and instantly know that they would be good at this or that. Ooh, that's redundant.
Why do you
use this or that twice? You can pinpoint some people as wallflowers and others as the life of the party, no matter what category a person falls into or anywhere in between. Sally Smith is going to make sure to serve them in a way that no one else will.
Yes,
she's got a side smile you look forward to seeing when you walk into the room. And I promise you will want to hug her when you're leaving. Mm. There's a difference between clocking in for your job and going in to do something that you're passionate about and enjoying spending your time doing. Sally Smith is that person who spends her time doing what she is passionate about, and that shows in the way that she treats people and in her general disposition. She's not one of the best. She is hands down the best bartender I've come in contact with. Your business would be lucky to have her on your team, and she comes with my highest recommendation.
There you go.
Please feel free to contact me for any further information. I will be happy to speak with you over the phone or meet with you in person or do whatever you would like to show that Sally Smith is by far the best at what she does. I'm a tough critic, so I don't take these words lightly. Thank you for your time. Sincerely, Shannon Murphy.
Wow.
Shannon, that's an essay.
Shannon,
shout out.
Did she get paid?
I Googled it.
By
five
word?
Paragraphs.
That's a long
That's
paragraph.
A long, for a bartender as a position.
Mr. Bar owner?
An employer is going to look at, let me tell you, the employer is going to look at name, make sure you filled in all the blanks. That's just very important to me, just the detail like that. You're going to take about 20 seconds looking at the application, maybe 30 seconds, and a letter of recommendation, you don't want more than three lines, four, maybe. Not five paragraphs.
I'm guessing you'd look to see if it's a recommendation from someone you might know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the fact that they have one, that's enough for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Bartending's
more something you'd probably want to see them do as well.
Do you care if she has a side smile that welcomes you when you walk in the room and you want to hug her when you walk away?
That was there.
I do.
Actually, that painted a picture that I wanted to, I want to know what my bartender is going to be doing.
I would want the Cheers theme playing after I read that letter. If I was this person.
Have you already sent this letter in?
Yeah.
Did she get the job?
Were you 21 when this person started serving you? How long ago did you, because you said you've...
12 years.
Yeah,
for
was
work
21.
And personally.
Yeah.
And personally.
Yeah.
Very personally. Why don't you just call Al and get her a job at Al Bar?
Yeah.
Al needs people, right?
I need people bad.
Yeah.
They didn't ask me to write a letter for that bar.
Okay.
Was she going to let you know if she gets the job?
I would assume so, but I haven't heard back from the person that I wrote the letter to, and I sent it several times, so I assume.
You sent it several times?
Shannon, how many times?
Directly to them.
Well, at least three.
I think you need to show up personally at the office carrying it. That's what I think.
In a suit and tie.
Is Shannon.
Why did Sally Smith get fired from her last job? What brought her to...
It might not have been a firing.
That's true. She might be looking for an upgrade or a different setting or something.
Yeah, just new ownership from what I know.
Okay.
Okay.
No, she's great. I highly recommend her for the job.
So Psycho Shannon is writing letters of recommendation.
Wait, I mean, that would have been a good letter of recommendation for somebody if you wanted to go into, sales or management.
I mean, I really did. I did my research, and I looked at images, and all of them were on letterhead and stuff.
Right.
I didn't do that. I just did a plain old email.
Even your resume shouldn't be that long. Your resume shouldn't be more than a page.
It's not.
Yeah, the times have changed since these rules were written because people, their attention spans are so much shorter because of our instant gratification.
Could tweet a recommendation, 140 characters.
Shannon, does Al know this person? Could he have written the recommendation letter?
No.
For some reason, I'm just guessing
a bar owner
that Al, not the way Shannon did.
Well, I mean, a good recommendation for this industry would either come from a bar owner or a regular customer like Psycho Shannon.
I mean, to get a job at Al's Bar, you gotta show up in a low cut.
No, I meant more. Does Al know this person?
Dude, I mean,
I bet it is. Is it the one who went to Mexico?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Okay.
No. It's not.
Oh, boy.
I didn't date her.
I sure hope not she gets the job. I hope you didn't sabotage her.
That was really nice, Shannon.
Thank you.
That was really nice.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was great, too.
I would be happy to write a 5-paragraph letter of reference
for anybody.
Shannon, I don't think you've gone far enough with this reference letter. Mm-mm.
I mean, you need to go in there.
You need to go down there. You need to bring
a
gift.
Draw pictures.
How dare they, Shannon, not write you back and say, I mean, you know what? This letter was one of the best letters of recommendation I've ever received in my life.
You haven't even gotten a response, not a courtesy.
I would at least expect a thank you. Yeah. I received your letter of recommendation, all five paragraphs, plus the heading, plus the footer, plus the signature.
The footer.
You need to print that out, Shannon.
Headers,
put it
footers.
In a nice little book. And send it in there
book?
In person.
Why
don't,
book.
Why don't they have those little booklets you can put it in?
Yeah, a little plastic.
Oh,
yeah.
Like one of those presentation
packets.
Yeah,
the presentation packets.
With your headshot and resume.
6 years of community college.
And you had
to
Google it. I
learned something.
Resume writing's tough.
Why don't we pick up where Shannon left off? Why don't we write a letter of recommendation? Maybe a couple of them. For a listener that might have a job interview in the next day or two.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Go to our Facebook page, Kid Nation, facebook.com/KidNation, and let us know who you would want to write your letter of recommendation.
Okay, so you have to pick one of us.
One of us.
It might be Shannon.
It might be Shannon again.
Duh.
After that stellar performance she just posted.
Why not?
Let us know what job you're going for.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of fun facts about yourself so we can make it look like we know you.
Yeah.
And we may pick you to write a letter of recommendation. And I guarantee you, you'll nail it. You'll get the job. Duh.
I mean, it's pretty tough not to.
I've never written one. I'll be honest.
Really?
I haven't either.
I've written a couple.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple.
Really? I've been a reference, like over the phone, but I've never written.
I've been told that you better not give a bad reference because you
come back
be sued.
And yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what's the point? If you give a bad reference and they find out you gave a bad reference, you've prevented them from getting hired so they can sue you.
They can sue you.
So
I think
letters
what you can
of
do,
references at this point, I think, are just like empty because
I think I have,
they
you
have
can
to be nice.
Sued. I've written one. I think what you do legally, I think they can ask you, is the person eligible for rehire? I learned this when I was working at the Hyatt Regency. And then you say... yes or no. And
yeah, that's but if they did something really
kind of,
wrong and
that's
you
kind
can't,
of the code. You can't tell. You can't say anything.
No.
You cannot say. But you can say, no, the person is not eligible for rehire. So that's kind of the code for, okay, something's up. I can't really tell you what it is legally.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I thought you just plead the fifth. I'd be like, I'm not free to talk about that person right now.
Or if that person goes back and tells that applicant that you said something bad, then you're
I didn't say anything bad. I just plead the fifth.
You're in deep doo-doo.
Interesting, right?
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Go to kidnation.com or go to our Facebook page. Post on there. Let us know who you want to write the letter. Obviously, Shannon.
Duh.
The best so far.
She Googled it and everything.
Yeah, and please don't do this if you have some sort of outstanding
warrant.
Legal offense.
Oh,
yeah.
I recommend anybody.
You'll recommend?
Recommend. Or recommend.
Recommend.
Because we rock.
I would love to hear you recommend yourself for a job.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I did to get this job. You know,
you wrote your own letter of reference?
Well, you write your own letter to let them know.
Letter of recommendation?
It's
called an application.
It's an application. That's basically what you're doing.
Yeah.
Shannon, are you going to go follow up in person? I would.
It's your obligation to get this girl hired now.
Or you can get sued. I don't know, Shannon.
Is that considered stalking?
No. No, it's called.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm just curious.
No, you know.
It's doing it right. It's what it is.
To make it more personal, don't go to the employer's job. Go to their house.
Yeah. During dinner.
Google that.
Google them.
Yeah, sit down with them during dinner at their house.
Yeah.
I got this.
That'll get them the job.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Oh, this is one of our favorite bits of all time.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Being crazy and weird is cool.
It really is.
I try and tell people that. I think so, too.
I mean, we may have given away a lot of information about ourselves here that may change the way you look at us.
Yes.
Sure.
You know?
You pee in bottles.
I've admitted during this bit that I used to do that. I'm reformed.
You used to do that, yeah.
So embarrassed, can't even talk about
it. We're also using your... People think it's weird that I use my fingernails for flossing sometimes.
That is weird.
Yeah.
But
I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
It gets rid of the stuff in between.
So between
your teeth.
Floss.
Yeah.
As a toothpick or a toothbrush.
He means his clipped fingernails. People are thinking, I use my fingernails like that. No, he means the clippings.
I bite it off, and then you have the little thing sticking out, and then you can use that. It's weird. I know. Does that make me crazy? Obviously.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jenna, you said you had one.
I do. Oh, gosh, because we've given away so much over the years doing this. And yeah. So anytime something pops up, I try and remember it. And I did this weekend.
Okay.
So
lay it on.
I'm thinking JC strikes me as a person that might do the same thing as me. So
okay.
I don't know if anyone does this. Okay. I profile valet parkers as I'm pulling up and change the station according to what I think they will prefer so they will like me. So if I'm pulling up and it's like an old white guy, I put classic rock on.
Yeah.
I'm just being totally honest. Like, I racially and, you know, age profile people because I have wide musical taste. So I'm always listening to different kinds of things. And if I pull up and it's like, if it's a young black guy and I'm listening to my rap music, I turn it up louder.
Just and to make them happy.
I don't want to leave indie rock on when I pull up and there's like a young urban guy standing there because I'm like, he's not going to like this music. I'm trying to like tailor it to him.
I have actually done that.
That makes you welcoming.
And I freak out because I wait till the last second to do it, Jenna. And then Kinsey's like, what are you freaking out about? I'm like, I got to find the right music for this guy.
I'll restart the song.
Oh, yeah.
Good one. I do it just because I want them to like me.
That is great, Jenna.
I'm not going to reset my radio, and he better not touch it. And don't mess with my light switch.
Oh, no.
Leave my lights on.
I don't know why I do that. I don't want him to judge me.
Got
to
make him feel welcome in your car, Al. It's like your house.
I've done this. Robin Avon Lady Mathis says, while delivering my newspapers, I smell them. Does that make me crazy?
Ooh, smell of newspaper.
I like it.
I threw newspapers for 5 years, early in the morning, and there's something, there is, she's right. There's something about the smell of that paper and the ink on that paper or something when it's brand new. I don't know. It's certain smells. I get that. That does not make you crazy, Robin.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Did we go to school for this to let you know if you're crazy? No.
We just judge.
We just know how to judge.
Put on our judgy pants.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Lacey wrote on our Facebook page, anytime someone is late meeting me, I automatically think they got in a really bad car wreck. And then I have to think about how long I have to wait before I order food without them. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
That's cool. That's funny, too.
The fact that you even think about ordering food when you think that.
What are you going to do if they're in a wreck? You got to eat.
You got to eat before you go to the hospital.
Right? I love that.
You can't go on an empty stomach. That'll make you sick. Jamie wrote us and said, and this is weird, I wear my shoes on the wrong feet because they are more comfortable that way.
Oh.
Does that make me crazy?
Really?
No, they are not. I'm going to try that right now during the rest of the bit.
No, that can't be healthy for your bones.
I think that gives you corn or...
Is that what you think?
Or bunions.
Is that what you think?
Because it pushes your toe in, right? And that will cause bunions?
Everybody's feet are shaped the same way, so maybe a natural shoe is not right for this person's feet. What if they were born with backwards feet?
So far,
what you gonna do?
So far, I'm not liking it, Kelly.
No,
very uncomfortable.
I love seeing little kids wearing shoes on the wrong feet. I think that is the cutest thing ever.
But not adults.
800-543-3548. Call
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's kick it off with Chelsea. You're on. Does that make me crazy?
So I don't think the plate lady is that bad. I use all the numbers on the microwave, like I put things on for 19 seconds instead of 20, so that way the 9 can get used. Does that make me crazy?
Wow.
You make a valid point.
Yeah, because you really never use the age of 9. You know?
8, 9?
You do if you use the timer for baking.
Or 7. Even baking, it's like you have even numbers.
Yeah, everything is usually cooked for, you know, some type of multiple of 5.
I bet there's studies that have been done about when you use number on a microwave.
No, because like the cookies I made the other day were 22 to 27 minutes.
And so where's the 9?
Something.
Where's the 9?
Then you would go right in the middle and say 25.
Yeah. Yeah. You always go even.
It depends on your oven.
Which makes your microwave less valuable because you're using all those other numbers too much.
Mm.
And then they get all worn down.
Ugh.
Chelsea, you're crazy, but good crazy. In my opinion. Right.
Tracy actually is very wise.
Yeah, Chelsea, you're a good person.
Thank you.
You're right, not crazy.
You're good. I think she's crazy, but in
still
a good way.
Still a good person.
Yeah, still a good person.
Thoughtful crazy.
Thoughtful crazy is how we'll go. Hey there, Paul. Welcome to the That Make Me Crazy.
Hi there.
Hi. What do you do, Paul?
So what makes me crazy is right before I get into bed every night, I always, like, wipe my feet. I look like a giant grasshopper to loosen any dirt that I pick up from walking on the floor.
And
I do it to the beat of AC/DC Thunderstruck, my favorite song.
How does that song go?
How does it go?
So I go, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Like that.
Yeah, you do that every night?
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Paul, that's bonafide crazy.
I think that makes you fun.
That's bona fide crazy right there, Paul.
Are you single, Paul?
I know it. No, I'm actually getting married at the end of this year. So.
Well, your wife has a wonderful nighttime ritual to look forward to.
I make it interesting.
That's right.
With clean feet.
Maybe you can change up your song every once in a while just to throw her off.
There you go.
Yeah. What other song would you do? Maybe do something Britney Spears for her.
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe something sentimental, you know, like some kind of Seal song.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
Yes.
Yes. Fucking sing.
Save that for the honeymoon.
Yeah, you save that one, buddy.
There you go.
Don't blow it all right now.
Yeah, make sure you wipe those feet before the honeymoon, dog.
Well done, Crazy Paul.
Hey, this is, love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Congratulations.
That's so cool.
That's funny. Duh, duh.
All right, let's go here. With. I should hit the button.
Oh,
there we go. Sally Smith.
Hi.
Your name sounds oddly familiar.
What's up, Sally Smith?
I know. I just picked that name because I certainly cannot use my real name.
All right, okay. Sally Smith. What's your dilemma?
Here's my dilemma. Am I crazy if I'm a married woman and I am having a beautiful love affair in my head with Charlie Hunnam?
Oh. As long as it's in your head.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, my God. I love him. I mean, it's just, it's not, he's like my... I can't even. I mean, it's ridiculous. He's my desktop background at work.
Ooh.
And I'm married, and I love my husband.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question: does your husband know about this secret obsession?
No.
Oh, he doesn't know.
He shouldn't. Men can't handle that. Now, were you devastated when he was passed over, or he dropped out of 50 Shades of Grey?
If I told you I cried, would that make me crazy?
Aww.
Yes. Yes.
Be honest.
Sorry, man. Have you seen him?
He's a good looking dude.
He is. And he has the man bun.
All right, Sally Smith, if that's your real name.
No, it's not.
I know.
Said it.
Answer this honestly, though. If Charlie Hunnam wanted you, would you leave your husband for Charlie Hunnam?
No, I made a vow to my husband.
You're a good
but
woman.
But I'd ask for a hall pass.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just going to say you're not crazy, but now I changed it.
You're crazy.
Just of all that, come on, just once.
You are not crazy. You are fun.
Yeah.
All right, Sally.
Yeah.
Kelly says you're not crazy, but I think
you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. I've done this before.
Wow.
It is very weird. Corey, what do?
All right, this is pretty disgusting.
Uh-oh. Okay.
But I like to smell my son's diapers when he makes boo-boo.
Oh.
Does that make me crazy or disgusted?
Both.
Are you trying to figure out what he ate? Why are you doing that?
I don't know. It comforts me.
Wait, you're like, as you change, not because I know some parents pick up the baby or like will go like to that angle and smell to see if it needs to be changed. You mean you actually like smell it after?
Yeah, like if his mother tells me, hey, he pooped, do you want to smell it? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know,
but
that's your thing, though.
That's only with your son's diapers. You don't have, like, a weird thing to follow people into the bathroom.
Oh, no, then I'd be insane.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't smell your own.
Oh, it's just, I think it's eccentric. I think it's very eccentric.
I would like to welcome Corey into the Does That Make Me Crazy Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
I'm disturbed that you say you've done this, JC, and you enjoy it.
I don't like it.
I mean, we've all smelled the diaper.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, yeah, don't throw that away without letting me sniff it first.
I don't do that.
Is it like the brownie mix bowl?
I just do it to, like, make sure,
crazy.
Make sure, like, nothing's wrong.
Dude,
make sure everything's right. But Corey likes it. That's weird. Yeah, you win, Corey. Congratulations. You're crazy.
Dude, yeah, you get a gold jacket, dude.
Have a great day, my man.
You too.
Go smell some diapers.
Wow. No.
Patty wrote this one on Facebook. Whenever I write a check, I hear Kelly Raspberry in my ear screaming, you can fill most of that out ahead of time, old woman. Does that make you crazy?
Well, it's true. You're sitting there. You let the guy ring up the entire order.
Yeah.
And then after he tells you how much it is, you reach into your purse and pull out your wallet and your checkbook and start writing the check then.
No.
Yeah.
It's like...
Have it ready to go.
You've had this whole time.
First of all, nobody uses checks anymore at the grocery store.
That makes you crazy, right?
But if you are, you have the grocery store name filled out, the date, everything. All you need to do is fill in the dollar amount at the last second. Oh, you people.
I'm with you on that one.
You people make me crazy.
What, you people? Oh, Nicole.
Wow.
Nicole, what do you do with your husband that's going to make me think you're crazy?
I pick his toenails with my fingers and then smell them. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, damn. I will give you this, Nicole, because the toenail smell is very peculiar.
Why are you smelling toenails?
Because it just happens. It's just
I don't know.
I've never had that just happen.
I guess I'm checking for fungus and making sure that they're clean.
Yeah. No, well, it's not clean because it's toenails.
It's always going to be,
Yeah, you're crazy, Nicole. And he lets you.
Y'all are tripping me out today. What is it?
Yeah, you got to kind of draw the line, I think. Or you just don't reveal that to people because I like grooming. I have weird grooming. Like, I want to do that to a guy. Like, I want to give him a pedicure.
Right.
I want to groom or pick and do stuff.
You
but
guys
I
like
don't,
doing that.
I don't, yeah, girls, sometimes girls like that kind of stuff. But I don't want to, like, skip reeling.
What's your name again, baby?
Nicole.
Nicole what?
Nicole
what?
I can't tell you that.
Nicole Toes.
I just want your friends to know that you sniffing toenails.
Oh, no.
No. This is very much between my husband and I.
And now us.
And just
we
us.
And we won't tell anybody else.
If you got a friend named Nicole, you need to check her.
You're in the trust tree, Nicole.
Just leave a toenail up on the desk or something and see if she...
2 million people listening.
Yeah, but you're crazy, okay?
They don't know you. It's all right.
We still love you, Nicole, even though you smell toes.
Oh, thanks. I love you guys, too.
All right. Speaking of toes.
Man, she's probably hot, too.
Don't worry, guys.
I meet a hot girl. She's visualizing her sniffing a man's toenail.
Becky, welcome to Toe Talk. Go ahead.
I have to cross my toes before I go to sleep.
Can you do that without using your hands?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just put my big toe over my second toe.
It's like crossing your finger. Why? Is it just a good luck thing or what?
I don't know.
You just
do it.
And you sleep like that?
Do what?
And you sleep like that?
I go to sleep like that.
Have you ever tried not doing it?
Yes.
And what happens?
I do it.
Yeah, she obsesses about it.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's a little more OCD then.
A little more OCD-ish.
Mm-hmm. Judging by previous callers, that does not make you...
Yeah, you're good. No. You're good.
You pick
crossing.
A good day to call in.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, you keep crossing them toes.
On a crazy scale today, you way low.
Oh, man.
Woo. Man, Nicole, man.
I'm grossed out. I'm sorry, some of our listeners today. no offense,
Stephanie, what's going on in your life that makes you crazy?
Ever since we had our baby, anytime my husband goes to the store by himself, I'm convinced that he's going to leave and never come back. Does that make me crazy?
I'll be back, baby.
Paranoid.
Yeah.
You do hear those stories.
Does he take a bag? Does he have a backpack?
No, and he's a completely loyal and good husband, and there's no reason for me to think that. But anytime he's like, I'm going to go to Walmart or whatever, I'm like, he's not coming back. He's not coming. I don't know why.
What minute do you start thinking he's not coming back? Like 15 in or 30 in?
I'm 30, and after about 30, I'm like, should I text him? Is that too crazy?
He's not coming back.
You can't leave me here with a child.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's cute crazy, too.
Mm-hmm.
That means you just love him.
Yeah, a little paranoid, but not crazy.
Yeah, you're fine.
Why don't you get in the car and go up to Walmart looking for him? You said you'd be back in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's been 26.
26 minutes. Does your girlfriend ever think you're never coming back, Al?
No, she ain't going nowhere.
She knows.
Yeah.
Let's finish it off here with
it. Going nowhere.
Ashley, you're on the Does That Make Me Crazy lines. Go ahead.
Every time I go to sleep, I have to make sure my face is facing the opposite direction of the opening of the pillow because I'm scared it's going to suck my face off or suffocate me. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Do you think your pillow's going to suck your face off?
Yeah, I have to make sure that I am not facing that opening. And if I wake up in the middle of the night, and I am, I have to change the pillow immediately.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that makes you crazy. That puts you up there with the toe and the diaper poop sniffers.
Yeah, but it doesn't smell as bad.
That's true.
That's true. You have a point, Ashley. You do have a point. Welcome to being crazy.
Whew.
There we go.
We have to give y'all a round of applause.
That was good. We had a good one.
Y'all brought it for 2015. Y'all raised the bar.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry got on the gym thing.
Yeah.
She's been going.
Man, it's so inconvenient.
Big Al Max says he's going to start.
I am.
Every day.
A little bit better. Well, way bad day yesterday on the diet. I ate chicken from two different places.
Thanks, I have to tell you this, Al. You were on the news because you had all this stuff going on at your barbecue weekend. And remember my neighbors? I went to visit them yesterday where I moved from. They thought you had lost weight.
Oh, really?
Look at that, Al.
I said, no.
You better get that straight, people.
I said, that had to be an optical illusion.
See, you see me every day. See, they don't see.
You know, you might have dropped a couple out, honestly.
It depends on what you wear.
He looks slimmer than...
Yeah. I think I have.
You might have dropped a couple, honestly.
You look all right, Al.
You don't look as round.
You look good, buddy.
This part right here, this part that normally sticks out way here.
Yeah.
It's not sticking out quite as far anymore.
Good, Al. Well, you know who's taking this seriously?
Who?
Lacey.
Who that?
Our phone screener.
All right.
Why?
This is
newlywed Lacey.
You just got married. You're supposed to let it go now.
See, that's exactly what happened. I didn't start this off as I'm going to be fit in this new year.
Right.
I started off, I got married in October. I cut my hair. I quit working out. I said, I'm done. I've been doing this for so long, I'm giving up.
So what got you back on?
See, women are, okay, let me just say this real quick.
What?
Women are criticized for gaining 10, 15, 20 pounds after the wedding. You don't take into account they lost all that just for the wedding.
Right.
They're just going back to what they were when you proposed. So everybody needs to drop that women let themselves go after the wedding. They just go back to their normal lives.
But you're at that age, though, where your body is still in good. I mean, you know, and it's easy for you to lose weight. How old are you?
I'll be 31 tomorrow.
Happy
early birthday.
I'm going to start lying, though. I think that's too honest. I think I need to dumb it down a little bit. Like 27? Can I pass for 27?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll be 27
tomorrow. 29-ish.
Okay.
You just stay 29-ish.
Be proud of 30.
I normally am pretty active. So I took a break. But whenever my husband asked me if I wanted a Fitbit for Christmas, I said no. Why are you going to get me a Fitbit?
What's
what are you
Fitbit?
Trying to say?
The commercials are so darn
what is it?
Fun.
Well, it's this thing that you can wear around your wrist. I have one that I keep in my pocket. Looks like a little pager.
Yeah.
And it counts your steps, and you can enter in like your food, your diet, everything else, and it keeps you on track.
It's a fitness tracker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Could I cheat with it if I have it in my hand and I just shake my hand? I could cheat.
I guess you could if you wanted to.
Why would you want to cheat?
Because that's what everybody does.
Well, we got my mother-in-law one for Christmas, and we spent the holidays with them.
Ooh.
And once I saw hers, I was like, man, this thing's really cool. I changed my mind. Now I want it.
Yeah.
So her and I are on this fitness app together, and it logs everything automatically. So it logs my steps. I get to enter in my workout. I get to add what I eat. It even has a little scanner where I can scan the barcode, and it automatically puts in the fat content and sugars and everything else that I have. Yeah,
now,
that
I
eat.
Do you have this connected to the people you're doing this with so you could see everybody's steps and all that?
Yes.
Okay.
But the only person that I'm friends with is my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty active. She's out and about all the time. So she kicks my butt every day in steps. And it makes me so mad because she's not out there working out. She's not walking around. That's just her being active in her daily life.
Yeah, this
my daily life
competition, I would assume.
Yes, yeah. I'm very competitive. My daily life, I'm sitting back there on the computer answering phone calls for you. So I'm not active in the least
squats.
Bit.
Yeah.
You could be squatting.
You could be jogging in place, Lacey.
How secure is your husband? Ask you, you just got married.
Uh-huh.
Do you want a fitness device for Christmas?
She said she wanted it after her mother-in-law got it.
I did, and a part of me took that as an insult. Like, really, you're calling me fat already? We just got married. I can divorce you that quickly if you want to pull the fat card on me. But at the same time, I am active. So, I mean, I knew where he was coming from
like
with that.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't. You are active, and she does different workout classes. Like, I wouldn't be offended if a boyfriend bought me new workout clothes because...
you like those.
I do. I love it. Like, I'm one of those that wouldn't be offended. I think you only get offended when you don't work out and your husband buys you some fitness.
And Lacey's husband is a fit dude because, ladies, he's a firefighter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wearing those suspenders to the house.
Make him dress up. Like a fireman.
You do, don't you?
I do not, because their outfits are not sexy. Well, I mean, it's really dirty, and it smells like
smoke.
I know,
smoke,
my friend.
Which I thought was barbecue for the longest time. I used to tell him whenever he came home from work, I was like, oh, you smell so good. Finally, he said, you know that's fire that you're smelling, right?
Yeah.
I said, no, I thought you were barbecuing. That's the only time I've ever smelled smoke was whenever my dad was barbecuing.
Smell.
It does smell good.
You got a pole in the bedroom?
I do not.
Okay,
but back to this app.
So
this Fitbit app has kind of changed me and my mother-in-law's relationship, because sometimes she'll text me and she's like, oh, girl, I see everything that you're eating and you're doing really well on your diet and you're working out all the time and you're making me look really bad.
Mm.
Well, she's not logging in her food like I am. I'm taking this seriously. I want to know what I'm doing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been relatively good until this weekend. This weekend, I was like, you know what? Cheat day turned into cheat weekend. I'm logging everything as I go. And then next thing you know, I get this voicemail.
Lacey, are you okay? Your Fitbit is telling on you. It looked like your diet this weekend consisted mostly of vodka and chocolate. We're a little concerned about you, so give us a call back if you are still walking around. Bye.
What? That's my father-in-law. So my mother-in-law looks at everything that I logged in this weekend, and she's like, my God, Lacey is drinking so much. And what's worse, I'm logging this in as I go so I can be legit, so I don't forget about it. And then later I'm like, oh, I forgot to log three of my vodkas in. I go ahead and do them as a time. So not only that, but it timestamps them too. So she's watching me this weekend enter in the burger that I ate, the two beers that I had with dinner, and then I go home and I start drinking vodka, and then I can't go to sleep, so I stay up till 3 o'clock.
I'm
eating chocolate too. I still have some Christmas chocolate left over at the house.
And
so
she has the father-in-law call you and let you have it.
They were talking about me. They were talking about me, and then got concerned enough to give me a phone call to ask me if I'm doing okay.
Why are you sitting over there doing burgers and beer and vodka
and chatties? So now I don't know what to do. First of all, they're judging me, which I really don't appreciate. But then, do I unfriend my mother-in-law on this app?
You can't, because then she's going to get all...
You should be on separate...
You can't.
You should be on separate Fitbit apps.
You can't. Now you committed to being together.
But she's not logging all of her stuff.
Can you have... Yeah, can you do a...
I want to log my stuff. I know, I don't want to... Why?
Right. Can you do a separate Fitbit and keep two accounts and do one for her to see and one that's the truth?
Yeah, like Facebook. You know, some people have different Facebook accounts and stuff.
That's
true. Yeah, get you another one for the true you and then, you know, have the Fitbit one for her. That's why I'm going to give me a Fitbit. I'm going to have a Fitbit for everybody else. And for me, I'm going to have a fat butt.
For your exercise routine, start writing down your time of marital relations and they'll, they'll probably unfriend you after that. You should. Put that in. You're burning calories.
Do that tonight.
Or I could put something in that would impress her. What could I put into my Fitbit app that would impress her?
No.
Fertility pills or something. Maybe I can log that.
You need to make her not want to read it anymore.
Overshare. Yeah. I would take the overshare.
Go with what Kelly said. Yeah. Go with what Kelly said.
Oh, yeah. That would definitely get her.
One can of whipped cream.
Making babies.
Yeah, no parent wants to picture their kid doing that.
She will be so dumb with that.
Oh, you're going to win right there, Lacey.
Thank you.
Fitbit, that's what it's called, right?
Yes, that's what it's called. Isn't that the one with the commercial tee? Get this little thing, the bracelet. Is that the same thing?
I have no idea.
I haven't seen the commercial, but it is a bracelet. That's probably it.
We fit something.
We all fit.
Fitbit. I don't know.
I love it, though. I love it, except for my mother-in-law. I love her, too, just not on the app.
Look into it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, it's about that money. Kelly Raspberry has said that she is off the Bachelor bandwagon.
Ugh, I'm so aggravated.
And she is strictly Celebrity Apprentice
now. That's right. My Monday nights are complete again. I didn't know what I was going to do because I'm so fed up with The Bachelor. I'm so angered by their choice of a bachelor, the farmer. I can't even get on board. So I switched over to Celebrity Apprentice, and I'm so glad I did.
Oh, do we have a treat for you, Kelly Raspberry?
What?
One of the stars from Celebrity Apprentice is on the phone with us right now, which you can watch on NBC on Monday nights at 8/7 Central.
I hope she's not offended that you're only interested in this in Celebrity Apprentice just because you're not interested in
She's just happy I'm watching.
Lisa Gibbons is on the phone with us. Hey, Lisa.
Kelly has declared her team. I love it.
I have. Lisa, I'm going to tell you, Lisa Gibbons, who I love and adore. You know I do, Lisa.
Yes.
I have been a firm.
I love you back, baby.
Thank you. I have been a big Bachelor fan for years and years. I don't know if you've ever really watched, but I'm not into. Go ahead.
I don't have anything against this farmer Bachelor, I have to say. I think he went a little too far there. He's so cute. Yeah.
He's cute, but he's boring, Lisa. It's boring television.
All right, whatever. Go ahead.
She's so polite.
She won't fight you on that.
She's from South Carolina, but unlike me, she knows how to be polite at all times. So anyway, I've tuned into Celebrity Apprentice, and I love it because it has the drama, it has the flash, it has the sex appeal that I need on Monday nights, Lisa.
Listen, this season of Celebrity Apprentice, I know there are a lot of diehard fans out there. The show's been off the air for a little while. It came back this year to incredible ratings and drama. I mean, it's Trump-worthy drama. It has been insane. I did not know what I was signing up for. I had my eye on the prize. I'm all about the money for my charity. And I went, okay, let's do it. Game on. I mean, you know, I'm a nice girl, like you said. And I thought, is this really the right place for me with, you know, the housewives? And, you know, okay, I'll go in there and risk being Kenyan and whatever else I need to do. But it is really an exciting season. So if you're a fan, I don't need to tell you this, but we will not disappoint.
We're talking with Lisa Givens from Celebrity Apprentice. Did you have to study past seasons of the Apprentice to
know what you're getting into?
Well, if I had, I probably wouldn't have shown up. No,
right?
I've seen the show. Obviously, Donald Trump knows his brand. It's great television, and I've got great respect for a lot of people that have put themselves in that environment. So I get the deal, but you never know until you get in there with those personalities who you're going to be. You know, you think you kind of know yourself until you get in reaction to other people, because it's not suggested reality. You know, they don't give you ideas on, okay, here's the storyline. It's really not. No one gives you any idea what to say, what to do, how to take it. It really is all about that task and getting it done on time.
But you do know, Lisa, that, you know, when you go on the show, the whole goal is to raise money for your charity, so it's a good cause, but you have to contact your celebrity friends in order to do so. So when you went on the show, did you give your celebrity friends a heads up? Like, I'm going on Celebrity Apprentice, and I'm probably going to be calling you, hitting you up for cash.
Well, the three of the tasks are fundraisers. You don't know when those fundraisers are going to come up. And yes, that should have happened had I planned ahead. But I was a last-minute recruit. I don't know who may have dropped out.
Oh.
But I've been asked to do it before, but I was I didn't sign up until the very last minute. So my friends really were blindsided.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Now, if you're Keisha Knight Pulliam, and this is months ago, right?
Long time ago.
Rudy from The Cosby Show. Do you call Bill Cosby even if you haven't talked to him in years? Because we were discussing that. Like, why don't you call Bill?
Well, you know, I don't know what may have, the scandal aside. You mean say?
Right.
Yeah, would you?
Okay. I would have.
Yeah, how do you not?
I'm not Keisha. I would have. First of all, I'm uncomfortable calling anybody asking for money.
Yeah.
So I have to take a deep breath. There's so many things I did on this show that I was uncomfortable doing, but I knew that going into it. So I would have called you.
Right, well,
look at that, Al.
Nice.
Well, you wouldn't have gotten anything, though.
She knows those pockets don't go deep.
We can't really say, you know, what happens from now to the end of the season. I may have called some of you guys.
Well, do you think
it's my number?
Well, next season. Well, no, you won't be back next season.
I got five on it.
Now, a lot of the people they have this year come into the show with their drama already with them. Speaking of Brandy and Kenya, and I don't know if that's really necessarily fair, because I think a lot of people watching The Celebrity Apprentice maybe aren't familiar with their Real Housewives persona, so they don't know about the drama these two are already bringing with them. But it looks to me, Lisa, like you're on Team Brandy.
I don't think you can accurately say that, because I didn't know anybody really except for Geraldo. I'd never met Brandy, and I only knew Kenya because I had crowned her Miss USA in 1993.
Oh, wow.
Which she brings up a lot.
Right. I was hosting the pageant, and she won that year. So I don't really know her either. So I don't know any of their drama. I react to what's in front of me at the time. And so if it looks like I'm on a particular team today, keep watching. Maybe that's going to change. You
because
don't know.
You have stood up for Brandy in the boardroom. I think we even have some audio of that.
We have a clip of you standing up for Brandy right now, Lisa.
Kenya, who would you fire?
I fire Brandy. She's toxic to the team. She picks fights. She starts rumors. She's nasty. She was saying personal things that, you know, does not belong in this place.
But other than that, you like her very much?
Oh, I love her.
Mr. Trump.
Yes.
All of us clearly have our own perspectives. I certainly know everyone here to speak their truth. And my truth for whatever happens tonight is Brandy has worked incredibly hard. I don't know about any pre-existing relationships.
That's nice that you say that.
See, well done,
Lisa.
Lisa
knows her truth.
Well done.
I know my truth. I didn't say it to be nice. I said it because it needed to be said at that particular moment, because that's what you do, because things at that particular moment, that was an inaccuracy that was going down in the boardroom.
And it was interesting. I know. Here's a spoiler. We have to talk about what happened because it happened last night.
Spoiler alert.
They've changed things up. Now this year they're doing two back-to-back one-hour episodes, so two people get fired. And Terrell Owens was one of those that got fired last night. And I was reading some interviews with him online before he got fired, and he was sort of criticizing the women's team, saying the women are catty and they come in with a chip on their shoulders because they feel like they have something to prove as women in the workforce. Do you think that's fair to say the women came in with a chip on their shoulders?
I would have to disagree with T.O. on that. Something to prove in the workforce.
In the workroom. Like, yeah, that's what he was saying this morning. Like, they're catty, and they all came in with a chip on their shoulders.
Well, I don't know where he's coming from on that one. We certainly, you know, I really don't know, because the teams got mixed. Even last night, the teams were mixed. You know, Trump takes puts that wild card in and mixes the girls and the guys. What do you think we were trying to prove, Kelly?
I don't know. I just love the drama, and I'd rather it be interesting with something. I think one of the reasons T.O. is gone is because he didn't really bring anything. He didn't bring money, and he didn't bring any intrigue.
You know, it's funny because the shows are much shorter, so audiences are not seeing how the actual tasks were performed. So you can't see what everybody's individual skills are. You're seeing the drama.
Well, I do see.
It's an entertainment show first. So you're not really seeing as much of the business went down. So I can't speak for his business acumen. I only worked on that one task with him. But I can tell you this. He brought a lot of style to the show.
Yeah.
The man looked great every day.
He looked good.
Good looking. That was a shame. But I'll tell you who's not doing himself favors. In my opinion, by being on the show, is Geraldo. I think he's coming across as a very big bully.
And Lisa Gibbons from Celebrity Apprentice is on the phone with us. You said that you knew Geraldo from before.
Correct. Well, you know, we've been in the same industry for over 30 years each. We're kind of the senior contestants, I guess.
You think he's being fairly edited?
Oh, I do. I think I do, because it's not like I don't think that Geraldo is unintentionally coming across that way. I think that's how he comes across. You know, he's been a war correspondent. You know, there are two ways to approach this. One is to make it all about yourself, and the other is to make it all about the team. Mm. And that's how business is. And both ways work, right? Both bosses are effective in the world. You're either one or the other. And Geraldo has survived in the world and been very successful because if you're that guy, you know, he became successful at a time when he had to rely on himself. And I think that and I don't say that as a diss. That's his style.
Yeah.
You know, every day he would be there. We'd all gather together to get our mics on, be in the war room ready to go out. And he'd be the one off on his own, you know, reading the paper and kind of singing, literally. You know, he's a lone wolf. That's who he is. And yet he's incredibly bright. He's quirky. He's an individual. He has strong ideas. And he's not shy about he wants his ideas heard first.
Yeah.
Whereas the other way is, let's hear the team's ideas first. And let's make it about, let's win by collaboration. So it's just two different approaches.
Well, he isn't shy. That's the truth. He couldn't take off his clothes fast enough last night.
Somebody needs to hit him with a chair.
But, you know, he said in an interview that he was bored and wanted to do the show because he was bored. He's 70 years old, and he's accomplished an awful lot. He's an award-winning journalist who was a trailblazer in the industry, and I guess this maybe for him was more of a lark. I don't know.
Well, for you, I know and for everybody, it's a fundraising effort, and you're playing for Lisa's Care Connection, and I know it has mainly to do with Alzheimer's because of your mother, but it also deals with people with other chronic illnesses too?
Yes, we 10 years ago looked at what could we do to make the situation better for families like ours who were so lost and so frozen with fear and felt just so afraid when you get this health diagnosis and you kind of say, now what? We wanted to be part of the answer to now what, to help families find resources and help them feel competent and that they're going to make it, that you're going to be okay. So that's what we do at Lisa's Care Connection. We do help a lot of families that have Alzheimer's and dementia and neurological disease, but any chronological, any disease or illness that really does require that the entire family kind of show up for duty. That's what we're all about. So awesome. I wanted to really put that on the map and honor those people, like my dad, who's a caregiver, was a caregiver for my mom.
As we let you go, Lisa Gibbons, can you let's see how many fish you can name.
Oh, my gosh.
How many fish can you name, Lisa Gibbons?
How many fish?
Like in freshwater fish, yeah, or saltwater?
Oh, any fish.
It could be either freshwater or saltwater. Yeah. Let's go. Let me get my pen down here.
You going to keep track?
Yep. You mean like bass and trout? And
you're wasting time, Lisa. Let's go. Bass.
All right, here we go.
Come on. Are you for real?
Yeah, yeah, come on, Lisa Gibbons.
Bass, trout. Go
Sadly,
ahead.
Sadly, he is.
Herring.
Uh-huh.
Tuna. Mm-hmm. Albacore. Mm.
Oh,
shouldn't there be a buzzer about now?
Oh, she's out at five?
Five. What about clownfish?
You can't help her.
You can't help her.
I want to help Lisa.
The 2015 standard starts at five.
Five.
Lisa, I hate to tell this, but I think you're going to be easy to beat this season.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'll be very easy to beat. I've never been asked that question before. And
thank you.
And I think that's a highly original one.
That's a pretty good one right there.
My name is Big Al Mack.
Why do you want that?
If you want to repeat that to someone, this guy asked me how many fish could I name.
Well,
I want
yours.
You to give me proper credit.
Lisa, it beats last year's.
That's a great question.
Well, it beats last year's question. He asked every celebrity to compare their butts to Kim Kardashian's butts. So you were spared that.
Good heavens. No comparison would be my answer.
Listen, Lisa, next week I want you to come back on because as a preview for next week's episode, Joan Rivers, she has previously won the Celebrity Apprentice. And we found out last night in a sneak peek for next week, she's coming back. And I want you to come on next week. And if you can, if your schedule allows for it, and talk to us a little bit about, you know, working with Joan Rivers in one of her final TV appearances ever.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly, I'd love to do that. Joan was such an inspiration for all women in business and certainly one of the most beloved, iconic figures of our time and a really tough cookie on Celebrity Apprentice. I'd be happy to do that.
Oh,
and I'll
thank
have one dish for you.
Yeah, yeah. See if
thank
you can research
you.
And come up
you
with
only
more
get one
fish.
Shot, Lisa.
No, we're going to let her redeem herself now that she knows.
Yep.
So we're going to talk to Lisa hopefully next Monday. I'm going to be watching the Celebrity Apprentice Monday nights on NBC. Y'all join me.
Oh, I'm joining.
It's going to be fun.
I've been watching a couple here.
I'm telling you, it's drama.
I had to watch the football game last night, Lisa. I hope you understand.
I do understand. You know, I don't consider it cheating, disloyal, or in any other way offensive.
All right.
Thank you, Lisa Gibbons.
We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. You guys have a great one. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.